I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Republican candidate for Governor Casey Cagle appears to be caught on tape saying he pushed a bill he didn't like through the Senate so an opponent would lose out on millions of dollars in campaign support. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the secretly recorded conversation obtained by the AJC and WSB-TV.
Former gubernatorial candidate Clay Tippins told the TV station he met with Cagle after the May 22nd primary. In audio Tippins shared with the outlets, Cagle is heard explaining his support for a measure raising a cap on tax credits for private school scholarships. He says it was to prevent state senator and fellow candidate Hunter Hill from potentially receiving $3 million from the Walton Family Foundation. Cagle said in a statement he, quote, openly and honestly answered Tippins' questions, and voters should have no doubt where he stands on educational policy. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
A federal judge has blocked the halt to construction of the mixed oxide fuel fabrication facility at the Savannah Riverside Nuclear Reservation. It's in South Carolina, just outside of Augusta. The facility will turn weapons-grade plutonium into fuel for nuclear power plants. The Department of Energy announced plans earlier this spring to repurpose the facility to manufacture nuclear bomb triggers. South Carolina argued that ending the MOX project would leave the Savannah Riverside as a dumping ground for the plutonium that was to be decommissioned. The DOE's stop work order was to take effect Monday, putting nearly 1,000 people out of work. Three wheelchair users are suing the city of Atlanta, saying the poor condition of sidewalks and crosswalks can make it difficult or impossible to get around. The plaintiffs, who are seeking class action status, allege that Atlanta is violating the Americans with Disability Act. They say they have to contend with sidewalks that are broken, uneven, or obstructed by trees, utility poles, and construction. They can also find themselves unable to cross at intersections when curb ramps are missing or broken. City public affairs officials say they're looking into the concerns. Georgia's commercial shrimping waters are still closed. Mark Frischer researches shrimp at the University of Georgia's Skidaway Institute for Oceanography in Savannah. He says an unusually cold spring is not good for the shrimp because they don't control their own body temperatures.
So when it gets cold, they just start slowing down and slowing down. If it gets too cold, well, they never start up again. They die. And last year we had for recent times, an unusually cool winter.
The Georgia Department of Natural Resources is waiting on June sampling numbers before making a decision to reopen. And the city of Roswell is urging people to avoid swimming or fishing in the Chattahoochee River for the next 2 weeks. According to the AJC, Tropical Storm Alberto's rain pushed Lake Lanier's water levels above normal, making it necessary to release water from the Buford Dam. The Army Corps of Engineers says only experienced boaters with safety gear should attempt to paddle on the river over the next 2 weeks. And in sports, in the WNBA, the Atlanta Dream are in Las Vegas today for a 3 p.m. game against the Aces. The Dream hold the third position in the Eastern Conference, while the Aces are in last place in the West. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.